Proclamation number 6489 of 1st of March, 1956. Unredeemed substances in human. Every human being carries many unredeemed substances within himself, i.e., spiritual particles which have not yet matured to such an extent that they can come together in a soul, but which also cannot yet join the human being's soul, but must either be redeemed by this human soul or repelled if redemption is not successful. Imagine an I-conscious soul. A once fallen original spirit. In a sphere where countless soul particles reside, which are far from being mature enough to form a soul themselves, but which, more or less driven, want to enter into contact with that soul, but without having the right to do so in their immature state. These individual soul substances have detached themselves from the material shells of the pre-embodiments and joined the escaping soul. They are substances which do not depart from the soul but also influence it to a certain extent, thus they try to transfer their characteristics to the soul. Such soul substances can be completely redeemed from the previous embodiments if the human being leads an exemplary life and then join the soul. But their influence can also pull the soul down towards the immature state of that pre-embodiment, so that instincts and peculiarities appear in the human being which are reminiscent of such preliminary stages. And then the human being must try to ward off this spiritual influence, he must defend himself against it and drive these evil spirits out of himself, for then these substances are only tools of profound spiritual beings who still want to exert their influence as followers of Satan and make use of such immature substances in the human being. This process could be pictured to you if you imagine helpless tiny creatures which seek shelter with you and which you should grant residence to if they willingly submit. And those who have a strong bond with beings outside of you to whom they only want to gain access to you. And these you must expel from your house, you must keep them away from you and always be on your guard. For they are wrong and evil because they are influenced by bad beings. The redemption of the former takes place when you try to calm them, when you discard faults and vices, when you only ever balance everything with love, when you no longer give those immature substances within you the opportunity to let their idiosyncrasies break through. When you tolerate them within you, always only on condition that they submit to the soul's work which you want to carry out. Therefore, when the body also declares itself willing to nurture the soul's life first. For all those substances settling the body which escaped from a previous shell at the same time as the soul. All desires of the body which do not exclusively apply to the soul's salvation are its expressions, and the redemption of these soul substances has taken place when the body is fully prepared to only serve the soul to mature. But then the purification of the other impure substances has also taken place, then not only have the evil forces been denied access but also those immature substances have had to leave the body. Which means as much as that the human being no longer allows himself to be carried away into sin, that he always resists temptations, that he is in contact with divine forces which grant him protection, and that his soul has therefore already become free from dark power. Although the tempter will lurk until death in order to find shelter, he will no longer be successful because the soul is now strong enough to offer resistance and has found this strength through its conscious work, which had never carried out alone but always with the help of Jesus Christ, who therefore in truth, redeemed it from all evil. Amen.